Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud. In this Perek, after the carnage of Abimelech, the Novi goes on to list further Shoftim. In Pasuk Aleph, Vayakim Achre Abimelech Loshir Yisroel, after Abimelech passes away, comes the judge to save Klal Yisroel, Tola ben Pua ben Dodo, Ish Yisoschar, Tola ben Pua, a man from Yisoschar, Vahu Yoyshe B'Shamir Bahar Ephraim. And he dwelled in Shamir on the mountain of Ephraim. Tola ben Pua judged Klal Yisroel for 23 years and is buried in Shamir. The Radak points out, Tola was a nephew of Abimelech. And Rashi argues on the Radak and says, Tola and Abimelech were not related at all. The Das Sofrim suggests, Tola already had a form of leadership role which allowed him to be the next Shofet. Also note, Tola was from Yisoschar, but lived in Har Ephraim, in the mountains of Ephraim. It's explained Tola went there to the mountains to pour out his heart to Hashem, to work on receiving Nevuah. So too all of us have the ability to sit regularly and pour out our hearts to Hashem in personal prayer, like a son to his father. In Pasuk Gimel, Vayakim Achrav Yair HaGilogi, B'Shofat Yisrael Esrim V'Shtayim Shana. The next Shofet is Yair HaGilogi, from the place of Gilad, who judged Klal Yisrael for 22 years. Yair had 30 sons with 30 horses who owned 30 towns. They named their towns Chavos Yair after their father. In Pasuk Vav through Pasuk Tes, Klal Yisrael does evil in the eyes of Hashem and worships Avodah Zarah, idols. Hashem allowed the Plishtim and Bnei Amon to oppress Klal Yisrael for 18 years. The Das Sofrim points out this was the worst time for Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael suffered in the period of the Shoftim. As it says in the Pasuk, Vateitzer Yisrael Me'od, Klal Yisrael was distressed and oppressed a lot, Me'od. In Pasuk Yud through Pasuk Zayin, Klal Yisrael tries to do tshuva and Hashem rejects their tshuva. However, Klal Yisrael is persistent in their tefillos and removes all idols from their homes and tells Hashem, do whatever you think is good for us. As it says in Pasuk Kazayin, Vayamru b'nei Yisrael al Hashem, Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, Chatanu, we sinned. Asa atolanu kechol atol b'enecha. Do to us all the good that you see sitting in your eyes. Ach hatzivinu na hayom hazeh. But, however, save us, please. Save us today. Hashem once again listens to Klal Yisrael's tefillos. And Pasuk Yud Zayin through Pasuk Yud Ches, which is the end of the Perek, Bnei Amon were camped in Gilad, Bnei Yisrael in Mitzpah, and an announcement is made. Whoever starts battle with Bnei Amon will be the new leader of Gilad. And that's the end of the Perek. I'd like to point out, first, Klal Yisrael tries to do tshuva, they are rejected, and then persist. One of the words David HaMelech wrote to Hillamon, which was the word Lamanatseach, it explains Lamanatseach comes from the word Minatseach, to be victorious over someone else, to win. Each one of us has the ability to fight, Kalviyako, with Hashem through Tefillah, to be Minatseach, to be victorious over Hashem. This is what happened here. Klal Yisrael did not take no for an answer. They continue trusting in Hashem's goodness and fighting Kavli Yoko with Hashem in their tefillos until they won, until Hashem saved them. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.